scheduled on FM 90.9. Couple more cancellations announcements to pass along. The Fisher School District has announced it's moved its Teachers Institute from today to tomorrow, and students will now return to school on Wednesday. And the Champaign Post Office on Neal Street will begin window service at 9:30 this morning. The outpatient pharmacy at Presence United Samaritans Medical Center in Danville today is closed. The wind chill warning continues until noon tomorrow. Bitterly cold conditions today. We have wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, a high of 12 below, and wind chill readings of 40 to 50 below. Bitterly cold tonight with a low around 16 below, wind chill of 35 to 45 below. Tomorrow, a high around 5, wind chill readings of 25 below or more. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 5 degrees. And not as cold Wednesday, a slight chance of snow, the high around 25. Cloudy skies Wednesday evening, a chance of snow, the low 15. Cloudy skies Thursday with a chance of snow, the high around 28 degrees. Mostly cloudy Thursday night with a low around 25 degrees. Another chance of light snow on Friday. 11 below in Danville, 10 below in Decatur, 12 below at Willard Airport, 12 below on Friends Plaza with a wind chill that feels like 24 below zero. It's 8:51.
NPR's business news starts with a change of guard at the Fed. The Senate is set to vote on Janet Yellen's nomination today. She is President Obama's pick to succeed Ben Bernanke as the chairman of the Federal Reserve. If Yellen is confirmed, as expected, she'll take over for Bernanke at the end of this month. Yellen would become the first female chief in the bank's 100-year history, joining a handful of women heading central banks around the world. And now let's turn to the big show in Las Vegas. We're talking about the Consumer Electronics Show that's kicking off this week. Companies from around the world are flying in with enough new gadgets to fill acres and acres of showrooms. And this year there is an entire section dedicated to new technology that the industry hopes you love so much you're willing to wear it. Aarti Shahani from member station KQED reports.
There is a lot going on at the Consumer Electronics Show. The major car companies are out in full force with smart driverless cars and a solar-powered car. There's 3D printers that can print body parts and edible food. And of course, more jumbo TVs with even higher definition. But the buzzword, according to spokeswoman Karen Chipka, is wearables, devices that connect directly to the human body.
There's a Reebok skull cap for football players that can help them know how strong the blow is to their head and help them make a decision about whether or not they want to continue playing in the game. Or there's a dress that can be changed to different colors based on your mood, and or in some instances can even help you power your other devices.
The big question with wearables is, do people actually want to wear them? Chipka says last year they got some traction with smartwatches, Google Glass eyewear, and wristband activity trackers, but they didn't blow up. Personally speaking, I plan to check out the collar you can put on your dog to help interpret her barks. For NPR News, I'm Aarti Shahani.
And we can't get enough of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. We're staying right there with a question. Two-door or four-door? Gas or hybrid? Soon, it won't be long before the car salesperson is asking Apple or Google. Automakers unveiled an alliance yesterday that's aimed at bringing Google's Android operating system into millions of cars over the next few years. Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
If you're like me, you've pretty much given up on paper maps and now rely almost entirely on a smartphone for directions. Directions to the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas.
Which the Cosmopolitan? Tap the one you want.
Using Siri this way has its downsides. Last night, Apple's personal digital assistant sent me to the wrong side of town. And even in the best of circumstances, using a smartphone in a car means looking down into your lap on a highway or struggling to get your phone to play nice with what automobile companies now call infotainment systems. And even these fancy built-in navigation systems can present their own special challenges. Last night at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Audi and NVIDIA, a chip maker, wanted to show off what their technology could do inside cars. So they sent me for a test drive with a guy named Leon Thompson. Let's go to Circus Circus. It's like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Have you ever read that? Turns out Thompson didn't know how to use the system, and I couldn't figure it out.
I believe all the controls are right here. So we go to menu.
Navigation. All right. I'm going to click that. All right. Now we want to tell it where to go. Circus. How do we enter it? We never made it to Circus, and it was obvious that even the slickest, fanciest in-car infotainment systems on the market today still have their issues. And tech companies see an opportunity in all of this. If they can make this stuff simple and make it work, there's money here. So last summer, Apple said it was working with a half a dozen automakers to integrate Siri, its voice-activated personal assistant, into automobiles. And today, Google announced it's working with GM, Audi, Honda, and Hyundai to form what they're calling the Open Automobile Alliance. These companies hope to create common standards that will allow Google's Android software to work seamlessly and safely within their cars. And computer chip makers like NVIDIA are hoping for a boom in their automotive business. Danny Shapiro runs NVIDIA's automotive chip division.
We are enabling the automakers to put more powerful systems in their car. But much like your phone can get software updates over the air, we see cars following that same model.
The bet here is that an open platform for in-car computing will help give birth to a new generation of software that actually works in cars. Software that can help you find your way to your hotel without endangering the lives of all those around you on the road. Charles Galvin is a longtime industry analyst. Galvin says for any mobile operating system to really take off in the automobile, it has to abide by this rule first.
Whatever you're designing has this prime directive of, you know, do no distraction whatsoever.
He's even kind of hopeful that all this digital technology invading the automobile could make driving safer. Last year, Audi showed off its own prototype of a self-driving car.
We think that 90% of the innovations in the car will come from electronics.
Matthias Halliger works for Audi. His job is to design Audi's MMI, or man-machine interface. And think about what he just said. He believes that 90% of all new innovation in automobiles will come from electronics. So perhaps it's no surprise that this German automotive engineer is now based in Silicon Valley. Steve Henn, NPR News, at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Okay, our last word in business is ski tweeting. Is that really a thing? Well, the Australian Olympic Committee has placed a social media ban on its athletes at the Sochi Winter Games coming up in Russia. Tweeting, Facebooking, and Snapchatting join partying as officially forbidden activities. Winter athletes can thank their summer colleagues for the new social media ban. The country's Olympic Committee came up with the rule after a disappointing showing by the Australian swim team during the London Summer Games. A recent review of that team's 2012 Olympic performance suggests excessive drinking, bullying, and yes, social media were major distractions and kept the swimmers from bringing home multiple golds as expected. But some Aussie athletes headed for Sochi for the Winter Games have already turned their noses up at the rule, expressing their feelings, where else? On Twitter. That's the Business News on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from The Weinstein Company with August Osage County, starring Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts, now playing in select cities, everywhere Friday. From PBS, with The Poisoner's Handbook, how forensics became a science in 1920s New York, tomorrow on American Experience at 8 p.m. on PBS. And from the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 6,700 technology companies, at powerofideas.org. This is NPR.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. We'll continue with BBC coming up in just a moment. One more note about the weather. Reported by the Associated Press, the bitter cold is shattering records, including one in Chicago that's 120 years old. The National Weather Service says the temperature sank to 16 below zero this morning at O'Hare Airport. That record was reached That's two times. The new record is 2 degrees colder than it's ever been on January 6th. The two times below was 1894 and again in 1988. Wind chill advisory remains in effect until noon tomorrow. Wind chill warning, rather. Partly sunny, patchy, blowing snow. No accumulation expected. A high around 12 below. Winds up to 40 miles an hour and wind chill readings of 40 to 50 below. Bitterly cold tonight, partly cloudy. The low around 16 below, blustery conditions, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour, wind chill readings of 35 to 45 below. Bitterly cold, tomorrow mostly sunny, scattered flurries, the high around 5 degrees, and wind chill readings of 25 to 35 below in the morning, mostly cloudy skies tomorrow night. The low around 5 degrees, temperatures rising to the teens after midnight tomorrow night with the low around wind chill readings of 5 to 15 below. Not as cold Wednesday. A slight chance of snow. The high 25 degrees. Cloudy skies Wednesday night with a chance of snow. The low 15. Cloudy skies Thursday with a 40% chance of snow. The high around 28 degrees. Temperatures aren't budging much. It's 11 below in Danville. 10 below in Decatur. 12 below at Willard Airport. And 12 below on Friends Plaza. With a wind chill, it feels like 24 below. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. AM 580, it's 901.